We'll celebrate broadcast number 300 for Ham Nation in this, the June 3rd rain report, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with another rain report. Trivia question. What ham radio show boasts to be the ultimate amateur radio talk show? It's Ham Nation, a weekly audio-video presentation that has attracted a lot of notice since its first episode some 6 years ago. Ham Nation celebrated its 300th broadcast at the 2017 Dayton Hamvention. The first voice you'll hear in this excerpt from that celebration is its founder and well-known man of many microphones, Bob Heil, K9EID.
This is the first time we've all been together at one time, and I'm really happy about it. Let's start things off, and we'll just all introduce ourselves and say a few words. I have to tell you first, we're really sorry, but Amanda is not here. She had to work.
I'm Valerie, NV9L. I get to do the DXing and contesting portion on Ham Nation, which is what I truly love, so it's a labor of love. I really enjoy all the emails I get from everybody and the helping everybody, because I learned a lot the hard way. I didn't really have an Elmer, especially when it came to DXing and contesting, until I met Jerry. He helped me a lot. Last night, Jerry was inducted into the DX Hall of Fame.
Yay!
Woo!
What a great time. What a great time. This is wonderful.
Well, I'm George Thomas from Jackson, Mississippi, W5JDX. I'm a broadcast engineer, a jack of all trades. I do a lot of different things. I do the Amateur Logic and Ham College podcast as well. I've been at that for a little over 11 years now. Quite a good while. We've got a lot of episodes out there, and I do Smoke and Solder on Ham Nation. We build things. We talk about different projects, kits you might want to make, how a capacitor works, how a power supply works, what's the best tool for this particular job, how to solder, all the basic things that you might want to know as a ham. To my left here is Don Wilbanks.
Hey everybody, Don, AE5DW. I live about 2.5 hours south of him, down more towards the coast in Mississippi, and work in New Orleans. I've been in broadcasting for 39 years, which proves that I am unfit to hold a real job. Was on the air as a disc jockey for many years, and now I'm production director for 8 radio stations in New Orleans, which means I write and produce commercials and try to keep the salespeople together to get me what they need on time, and keep the people that I assign these commercials to get them produced and on the air in time, which basically means that I move mountains, I part the sea, and I herd cats.
I'm Dale. I do the video segment on Ham Nation. We'll give you a little bit of pitch here. We could sure use your videos if you'd like to tell everybody in the Ham Nation audience what you do and some of the tricks you use from the DIY standpoint or from the operating standpoint. We'd love to get them on. Just send them in there to hamnationvideos@twit.tv. I've been about through 3 careers. By ham ticket, I first got in 1956. I've held the same call since then. It's kind of fun. Career-wise, I was in broadcasting for quite a while, and then a career public affairs officer for the Coast Guard, and then a computer programmer. It's been interesting, and we love Ham Nation, and we'd love to get your shack photos, too, if you can send them in. We'll be sure and get them on the air for you.
Our star just arrived.
Sure.
Yes. Tamitha, how are you?
I'm great. I just gave a talk in Carol Perry's Youth Forum, so I was right next door. And the hams, it was just a wonderful set of hams. The young ones are just more amazing than ever, and hopefully I excited them a little bit with what they can do with their future and the fact that ham radio is the future of Mars communication.
Yep.
When we colonize Mars, there's no cell phones, there's no infrastructure over there, right? So what are we going to use to communicate? It's going to be ham radio.
Hey. We're so happy to have her here. As I told you, we've never been together, and we really miss Amanda.
We love you, Tamitha. We appreciate you being with us.
Okay, Gordo, have it.
I will warm up TSA inspectors for when you plan to go home tomorrow with all your stuff. getting here in Orange County, they go, hold it. What is inside that bag? Oh, just, you know, a couple lemons and some wires. Then they bring in the big, huge TSA inspector going, let me see this. You're not getting on board. Gordo, I took your class 8 years ago. I will warm up TSA for you. Thank you, Ham Nation viewers, chat roomers. This is quite an act to follow. They are the best. So thank you all. And have a great time at Dayton. And watch out for the wires when you fly home tomorrow.
There's another person that's very valuable to all of us. And they're back there. Ted Randall and his family that do WTWW. They take our program around the globe. How do we know that? Because of the emails from the Netherlands and South America and all over. Thank you for doing that. This is really cool. If you haven't met that family, you want to do that. And if you ever have anything broken, they can fix it. No problem. I get asked a lot about how did you find these wonderful people? Because each one of them are so special in all of what they do. And I have to tell you a little bit of the beginning. I'm going to take just a couple of minutes. I had been talking with Leo Laporte on the phone because he won a PR 40 at a podcast convention back about 7 years ago. And he took it back home and fell in love. He starts calling me. He bought three or four. He now has 40 of them in his studios. He won't use anything else. And so we'd been talking. So I said, you got to come out here. So we did. Sarah and I flew out, and we were very lucky. We were there on the last couple of weeks of the cottage. How many people remember the cottage? We did a show called Triangulation 8. If you've never seen that, make a note. Triangulation 8. That's where Ham Nation was born. And so he said, you got to do a ham radio show on my network. Well, I guess we can. I figured we're going to do one or two shows. So before I left the parking lot, I called Joe Walsh. Because Joe is the guy that introduced me to listening to Leo. Because he's on KFI out there on the weekends, and we were living out there then. I said, wow, this is cool. I called Joe. I said, hey, you know, your buddy wants us to do a show. Well, I think we can do that. I said, with no guitar. Oh, no, it's just Joe, just me. I said, that's right. And I figured we were going to have one show. Well, after the show, Leo called me. He said, you got to get this going, buddy, because we got a lot of people that want to hear more. The second guy I called was, of course, Gordon West. And we got into this thing just rolling for a couple of weeks. And then I was trying to do the smoke and solder thing. That's a little thing. Actually, we have that trademark. I wanted to present something to build. I love to build, as you all know. But it's difficult to do it live. So here comes George, who's been doing it for 10 years and really well. And that's how George Thomas came to us, and what a wonderful thing, because he brings so much to the show, and we're so blessed to have each person.
You're listening to a celebration of sorts of Ham Nation, the most listened to and watched live ham radio show that airs each week on the TWIT network. We'll conclude Bob Hiles reminiscing about the history of his brainchild in a moment. This is the Rain Report, which updates Saturdays on therainreport.com, at The Rain Report on Twitter, and somewhere on iTunes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Then we start getting advertisers. Well, even though I was at KMOX for 25 years in St. Louis each Wednesday night as High Tech Heil, doing kind of the same thing Leo does only decades ago before we had computers, I'm not good at reading scripts. I ad-lib too much. Here comes Don. He is the professional. He's got a crazy side, which we like, too. We really aren't just dried-up people behind a microphone. And that's how we got Don. Well, then we needed some other people to help us with the videos. That was a biggie. There comes Dale. And everybody just kind of comes out of the woodwork at the right time. Gordo said one day, hey, we're going to do something about this DX thing because we don't know anything about it. So I'm watching the chat room, and I keep seeing Valerie's name pop up. So I write her an email, and boy, I couldn't have picked a better person. She is the ultimate of what happens in DX and contesting. And then a wonderful thing happened. She meets up with Jerry. I was looking around one day on Eham. I watched that a lot. And I saw this article from a lady that said, I just got into ham radio, but I think I'm going to get out because I got kind of ridiculed on the air. I wrote her an email. I said, please call me. Don't email me. And this little dear had been a new ham, got on the air, and some jerk, if you happen to be in the audience, I'd like to know who you are, because we got about 300 people that are going to work you over. He told her that women do not have a place in ham radio. And he said, I would advise you to kind of look for another hobby because it's going to be really tough for you. During her crying and telling me this on the phone and my crying and getting more ticked off, I said, you have to come on this show, but don't talk about this. I just want to talk to you. Well, you know what happened. She was an instant sensation. We all loved her. The chat room was perfect for her, and she's doing other things. We finally got her to doing some closings, and yeah, she can do this. And that's how we found Amanda. And then Don says, hey, I got somebody for you.
I found her on YouTube. I was researching a story on solar weather for Amateur Radio Newsline, which I've been involved with since 95. I see this wonderful doctor, Tamitha Scove, and she's able to take this, we're talking about the sun, a star, and she is able to take what's going on there and how it's affecting us to where everyone can understand it. And I emailed her and I said, I want to use this for a story on Amateur Radio Newsline, but I want to get your permission first. And she emailed me back immediately and said, oh my God, yes, anything you need. I said, okay. Here's what I need. I want to take your video now and put that on Ham Nation. And now you are, I think, the most popular person that we have on.
No doubt. No doubt.
And she's working on getting her license. She was hoping to have her ticket by the time Dayton rolled around, but with her professional and family obligation, she just didn't have time. But you are working on getting your ticket, aren't you?
Yes, actually. Gordo is training me. Gordo's my personal trainer here.
There you go. Only the best.
We actually have a soft date for the week of June 5th. I'll be taking my exam.
All right.
And if you missed her talk at the Antenna Forum yesterday or last year, because this is her second year, and it's a worthy hour of your time to spend,
yes.
You will come back with an explanation, especially this year talking about the Mars generation. Oh, my God, that was a light bulb moment for me yesterday. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
She definitely brings us up a notch, and boy, do we need something to bring us up a notch. She's there. We're also very happy that we hear from so many of you via email. I'll get at sometimes 100 emails a day, and I know you get emails and all of your people, and it's amazing. When we started this at Dayton, which would have been, what, 6 years ago maybe, I came here knowing that when I went home, the following Wednesday was going to be show one. And I asked several of the organizations here if they would like to be with us. And they said, no, that's a non-issue. And I'm going, this is Leo Laporte's network. And at times there's 1.6 million people on his weekend networks, which he has us on occasionally. So when's the last time you got to 1.6 million that aren't hams? Well, they can't answer that. And that went on for years. So I was very sad because I couldn't get anybody to listen to us except all of us. Well, there's a new sheriff in town. And I want to tell you that at 11:30, we are leaving here.
We have really
been invited by Tom Gallagher, the new president of the ARRL, who absolutely loves Ham Nation. He's going to hold a 300th show birthday party at their booth when we get there. So we're going to get a little bit more going for what we're doing, and we're happy for Leo Laporte. We really help his network, and of course, without his network, it wouldn't happen. We're so happy to have some people that pay the money. It's, you have to, especially at his level, you have some big expenses, and he has major promoters and advertisers. We all shave with Harry's razors and so on. We're so blessed that they choose our program to be on, and that's really great. I have a few people say, oh, we don't like the ads. Well, if you don't like the ads, you won't have the show.
And that concludes our excerpt from the 2017 Ham Nation Dayton Hamvention Forum that celebrated its 300th broadcast. Voices heard, not necessarily in this order, included Bob Heil, Gordon West, George Thomas, Don Wilbanks, Valerie Hutzfeld, and Dale Puckett. Ham Nation airs weekly on the TWIT network and internationally on WTWW 5.085 MHz from down in Tennessee. See WTWW.us for broadcast schedules. Congrats to Bob Heil and the folks for providing a most entertaining and useful weekly ham radio show. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2017 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Available on therainreport.com, on Twitter @therainreport, and iTunes. Keep on hamming.